In this episode of the Turf Toe Show, we talk about the NFL free agency. We talk about like how Sam Bradford managed to get paid. And we also talk about...
What else did we talk about?
Doesn't matter. You got to stay tuned to find out.
That's right.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Turf Toe Show, presented by TurfToeShow.com.
It's going to be a good episode here.
Yes.
This is where I complain about the fact that I lost the genetic lottery, and if I was like 6'5", possibly ran a 4.5, I can get a four-year deal with the 49ers right now because they're signing everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's going to the 49ers.
All you got to do is play 5 games.
That's all you have to do. That's all you do. But my name is Mike Floyd, and I'm pretty much going to complain this entire episode. Just letting you guys know ahead of time.
My name's, Hurtin'.
Like Jalen Hurts?
Yes, like Jalen Hurts.
There you go.
Who's going to be Jalen's second string, Hurts. Or Jalen plays when Tagovailoa gets Hurts. And then he'll play. So, well, I'm hurting. My heart hurts. I'll tell you that much. Because Jordy's gone.
Jordy's gone. He ain't coming home ever again.
He's going to the United States team of white wide receivers, which is the Patriots.
I mean, they have the dude from the Colts.
They got Brandon Cooks.
Oh, from the Saints, right? Yeah, they got him. Yeah, they got
Brandon Concussion.
Yeah, I think he's still on the field somewhere. Well,
Who's the guy they picked up from the... They picked up a guy from the Colts, too, didn't they?
Did they pick him off for you?
No, Marquise goes to Jackson.
No, I was talking about last year. It was a guy they grabbed. Because they traded him for our boy Brisket.
Oh.
Dang, he obviously wants the
Yeah. Usually if he does something for the Patriots, you know about it.
Right.
So.
But, yeah, I'm Stephen Harris. I'm going to report on the real news of the weekend. That was really? Tiger Woods tying. Second at the Valspar Championship, his best finish since 2013. Man's coming back.
Man's not hot, though.
Oh, he's hot.
He's coming back, really? Hot. Oh, he's won the Masters now.
Oh, he's got at least one more. He's going to win the Masters.
But does he know the way?
He knows the way.
Oh, my God. You know, it didn't take that long before he started this. We want to have a successful show today, guys.
Oh, it's going to be a good
Jesus
show.
Christ. Anyways...
Now we got golf out of the way.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, one more thing. If you're not paying attention to the Western Conference right now in the NBA, you might want to start looking at that.
Yeah, the Nuggets are out of it. They lost the Lakers last night. So
pay attention to the Pelicans, the Trailblazers, and the Jazz. I'm just throwing it out there.
The Jazz.
I'm telling you.
You know what?
They're gonna make somebody mad.
In a 5-7 game playoff.
Spider Mitchell's coming for it. Donovan Mitchell's coming for that ass. Let's go.
Are the Pelicans okay,
too intelligent for this?
The Pelicans are just riding the back of Anthony Davis, right? That's all they got.
That's all they can do.
Once he goes in a slump, because my man's got hurt.
Yeah, he's going to
go. No, they replaced his knees with titanium, so he's not going down now. Anthony Davis is going to be the...
I miss you, Jacob.
All right, so to the real talk, though, the reason why we're all here today is the NFL free agency kicked off today, Wednesday. What? I want to throw a shade right there.
We know we're all here today.
Wait, what? Oh, I didn't realize I did that.
Happy to be back, guys. Happy to be back. I missed you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're here to talk about free agency. It's been, even before free agency started, I'd say the Browns really started and kicked everything off.
Yeah, they did.
With all the trades. I mean, they started, the first breaking news was them trading two of their picks for Jarvis Landry, bringing him in as a receiver.
Okay.
Then who did they get after that?
They got Hyde. No, I'm sorry. They got
All on that same day that they got McKinnon.
No, McKinnon went to the Niners.
Oh, yeah. So everybody, okay. So everybody's on the Niners now. It's a shitty Niners.
Well, everyone started going.
It's going to be the Browns versus the Niners in the Super Bowl. I mean, I can dig it.
You know what? This is why. You know what? I can't with him.
So they traded two draft picks for Jarvis Landry. Then they picked up Tyrod Taylor, also through a trade. Then
I think I got the picture while you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, they picked up another one. They started everything off going through that, And then we hit free agency, and things
took off from there.
Things took off from there. The biggest news that came in at midnight, literally the day before free agency was supposed to start, was Case Keenum saying he was going to intend to sign with the Broncos.
Is that the biggest news, or is that the kind of like am news?
That was the first news.
Because I feel like that was the easiest cop-out for John Elway.
Really?
The reason I say this is because he's had a hard time drafting quarterbacks right now.
Can we all agree on that?
Okay, so he got, I won't say lucky, but Peyton Manning fell into a good spot for him because the Colts are just a bunch of idiots. Sorry, Colts fans, but Jim Irsay's a moron. Yes. He managed to pick up Peyton, and then Brock Osweiler was a nice little stopgap. So instead of placing all, hedging a bet on one of these quarterbacks, because they have, what, the number three pick?
The number five
pick. Number five pick in the draft right now. So instead of hedging their bets on one of these quarterbacks that are coming out now, and just throw them out to the fire, you get Case Keenum, who took a team to the NFC Championship game, who wasn't bad last year. Who wasn't bad. I mean, he had a bunch of weapons around him.
True.
But they weren't bad. So by getting him, you could be like, look, I went and got somebody who's a decent player this time. I didn't get a Brock Osweiler.
Right.
I didn't get a Trevor Siemian. I didn't get a Paxton Lynch. This guy has proven he's gone to a conference championship game. The rest of these guys are bums.
Right. Yeah, he's proven he's got some experience. He's proven he's got some talent. I mean, his stats for last year, really, these are probably the only stats that matter for his entire career since 2013. I mean, he played the most games he's played.
Wait, how long has he been in?
He's played since 2013.
I didn't realize he's been in that long.
Yeah, drafted by the Texans since 2013. So 2013, 8 games with the Texans. Next year, went to the Rams, no games. Next year, back to the Texans, 2 games. Went back to the Rams. He was in a weird shuffle there for a little bit.
That was Jeff Fisher years, though.
Last year, still with the Rams, 10 games. The year 2016, 10 games with the Rams. And then 2017, 15 games and a couple playoff appearances. 67.6 completion percentage with 32.1 yards per attempt for 3,547 yards over the year. 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It's not a bad stat line, but like you said, he did have Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph. Defensive side, he had Xavier Rhodes. They had pretty good corners, a pretty stout defensive line, and a pretty good offensive line that also allowed Jerick McKinnon and why am I drawing a blank on their other running back?
Oh, he's on a big dog.
Well, they had Jerick McKinnon. They also had Dalvin Cook, who went down earlier in the year.
No, you're talking about the muscle. The muscle, the big guy.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank as well.
Yeah, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name.
I can see everything.
The fact that we can't remember doesn't diminish the fact that
He's a beast.
He had weapons around him. My thought process before free agency even started, being a Broncos fan, I didn't want them to go after Keenum. I thought that the main path would be for Cousins, but looking at Cousins' contract now, that was going to be way too much money guaranteed. What was it, $84 million over 3 years guaranteed? There's not many contracts in the NFL that get done like that.
There are no other contracts that got done like that. He has the first guaranteed contract like that.
Yeah, the Broncos definitely weren't going to do a contract like that. But Case Keenum's contract right now, it's 2 years, $36 million.
Hey, you know why I like that contract? It's because all the reports are saying they're going after Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, you let him sit for 2 years.
Exactly.
And it allows them to actually work on this guy and actually get him ready instead of just throwing him out there.
See, and that brings me right to my next point. I still think they're going to draft a quarterback. I don't think they're going to move up or down. I think they're going to keep that fifth pick, draft a quarterback. The Broncos have, I want to say, 6 or 7 picks total in the draft. I think 2 in the fifth round or something like that. I don't think they're going to waste that fifth pick. They're going to get a quarterback. That's how I see it.
You think they'll take Baker with the fifth, though? I think
if he's there.
I think he'll drop lower than that. They might trade up to get him with another pick, but I think he'll drop past the fifth.
Well, if he's there at the fifth and they think he's going to drop, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they pick up somebody else if they think he's going down to the second round.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a pretty far drop, though.
You think that I was thinking about Denver. Denver had that Tebow miracle season, but Denver's not a team that deals well with a mobile quarterback.
But that was Josh McDaniels' years, though.
I think the
miracle season was John Fox.
I think they need a pocket guy. I feel like this league, that whole I mean, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he can scramble, but if you leave him, he scrambles because you can't leave him in the pocket because he'll tear you to pieces.
Yeah.
If you get another, Denver has been successful with pocket guys. You can say Elway was a scramble, but I don't agree. I don't think he was a scrambler, personally.
He was a scrambler in the fact he did it. It wasn't part of his game, but he did it when he absolutely
had to scramble to beat Favre, man.
Exactly. No, that's what I mean.
In a Super Bowl, you do what you gotta do.
You do what you gotta do.
I think if Rosen's there at that fifth pick, you take him. Because I think the Giants need to take him, but the Giants are gonna take Barkley.
The Browns are gonna take Barkley.
The Browns?
The Browns are gonna take Barkley, number one.
Even though we just signed Carlos Hyde?
Hey, I'll still take Saquon Barkley. I'll have all three running backs back there and just rotate them.
You don't rotate somebody like that.
I will rotate the crap out of them.
With all those receivers, man.
I would rotate all the receivers, running backs, everybody play every single position.
This guy is trying to play Madden with everybody on the same team. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I think that.
If you got Tyrod Taylor back, he can be a receiver.
Saying.
That's what I'm saying. They got Tyrod Taylor as your quarterback.
You'll never know the playbook. You'll never know what they're about to run. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
And then you start hurting players.
Hey, it's the Browns. does anybody really care?
Yes, because they are stacked, bro. How you had a first and a fourth?
Right. Just by sucking?
but dang. You literally can, change your whole entire future. Pick right. No, I think if Rosen's there, the fifth, because he could be, he very well could be. And if he is, and they don't take him, and they take my man's Baker, which I would love to see because he hates it.
Yeah.
But I think that Rosen be better fit personally. I don't see why. Look at that. Hyde. They got Land. They have a ton of receivers now. You literally have three receivers that can start anywhere in the NFL. You got Coleman, you got Gordon, you got Landry.
Right.
But then you got Tyrod Taylor as your quarterback.
But, he can't screw this up now.
Yes, he can.
Well, here's one. Because he used to play for the Ravens. Never had receivers out there.
Right.
And this is coming from a Ravens fan. We never have receivers. He went to the Bills. They had, one receiver out there? He was literally doing everything himself. Now he's going to a team where he can actually just throw the ball.
But he can't do that.
He hasn't had a chance to do it.
And look at his running backs that he's going to have. Right now it's Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson.
Yeah, because
and then if they draft,
didn't Correll go to the Giants?
They're not drafting Saquon, that's a waste.
I would draft him, dude.
No, why would you do that?
Because
draft Saquon and get rid of Duke.
He's the 2018 John Brown. Brown, man.
Just get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Release him. Trade him. Do what you got to do.
I can't argue that. Damn it. I want to argue that so bad, but honestly, he's got the size. He's got the agility. He's just massive. You're right. He is. He is the reincarnation of Jim Brown. We're giving him too much credit because he hasn't. You can't give him Jim Brown credit off like what he did at Penn State, even though it was amazing in the Big Ten, where you got to be a big dog. Because honestly, all the running backs come out of the Big Ten are doing well. Mm. Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, soon to be Saquon.
So can't get paid.
Wisconsin.
Can't keep his hands to himself.
Damn.
Should I keep going?
Trust me. Yeah, I throw all the shades of Dallas. But I'm saying. When you put the ball in his hands, man. Please, Giants draft Saquon, please.
I would love it if the Giants took Saquon Barkley. I would love it.
And sleeper alert. My bad. I'm sorry. Whoever drafts Mason Rudolph is a very, very wise man. I'm hoping the Cardinals somehow can get him in that 15th pick. Mason Rudolph is a sleeper. I don't hear anything about him. I hear about Josh Allen, all these other guys.
I don't think about it,
But I don't hear nothing about, you don't hear nothing about Mason Rudolph, a four-year player at Oklahoma State, and they were balling. And he gets no respect.
That's right.
I'm pointing it out because, trust me, I'm like an oracle of these things.
You know who I feel like people really don't talk about either? Lamar Jackson.
They hate on him so much, and it's like, they're like, oh no, he's a built like a wide receiver. Like, the dude plays quarterback.
They're not even talking about him in the top five.
Are y'all trying to get me started on this black quarterback stuff again?
No.
I'm just saying in general. I'm just saying in general. Prior to the draft, everyone talked about how this guy was an amazing quarterback. He could be even number one pick.
He's a crazy athlete and blah, blah.
And now, all we hear about is Mayfield, Rosen.
You're right. He doesn't get the credit he should. Right. He didn't do well at the combine. He didn't.
I think maybe it's because he didn't go out as a wide receiver like people wanted him to.
That guy would be a great wide receiver. I don't want to see another Robert Griffin out of him, man.
If he doesn't want to, if that's not his position, why should he?
They didn't force Tebow to go out for a tight end.
Right, even though everybody said he did.
And
everybody said he should have. I'm sorry.
Hey, he's about to play for the Mets.
I mean, not only play. Tebow. I mean, wow. But.
No. He actually, speaking of Tebow, he actually got cut from the. He didn't know. He got cut from the AA team that he was playing because of. He had like 11 strikeouts or something like that. He couldn't play. He just went back down to the single A team.
Hey, man, he has a pretty sweet gig with ESPN. I'm just saying.
He does. When comes back, man, y'all better be ready. But, no, I'm saying, no. Lamar Jackson should have been a wide receiver. He should have just tested out with him. He should have just tried out. He should have just showed him what he had. He showed him his speed, but his arm is not. There's no scheme in the NFL that fits that. There's really not. He's not. Why not just play wide?
Not even the Panthers?
You see how much abuse Cam is
taking? I understand that, but I'm talking about scheme wise.
He's not built like Cam.
Yeah, the playing the Panthers.
Cam is a bigger guy.
Cam.
He just takes hits.
He takes hits. He's a.
I mean, if you get a flat jacket like Cam got, you can take a couple hits.
He got that whole thing.
That's
because
he knows he's gonna take those hits. He ain't gonna get the call.
He's not gonna call us either. I feel like Lamar Jackson. Give him a chance, but hopefully he transitions to where he will be most useful. He's tall, okay. He's fast. He can be a threat. You can play the wildcat with him. You got to respect his running. You got he can still throw. He may not be that accurate, but he's not a pocket passer. But he wildcat with dual QBs.
Yeah,
that's a tough man. That's a nightmare for linebackers. It is. So who knows? All I'm saying is watch out, Mason Rudolph. I'm telling you.
You know what's free agency sign that really like. Confuse me,
who?
Sam Bradford.
Right? Yeah, that's why.
I don't understand why they threw so much money at this guy. I don't get it.
They can protect him.
Okay, but
I really can't.
Okay, but you realize his injury this year wasn't contact related. It was the fact that his knees have been broken so many times; it's hurt.
I thought it was his shoulder.
Who knows nowadays?
I don't know. I thought it was a knee injury.
Well. I look okay, y'all. You guys are just man.
1 year, man, $20 million.
If I played in the NFL and watched this podcast, I feel like I couldn't do anything. I feel like I couldn't even breathe right. I'm saying, okay, Arizona.
Yeah.
Now they have a quarterback because you know my man just said nope. Oh, Drew Stanton negative. So
yeah, dude, look how they played with
super bum, super bum, mega bum. He's bum everywhere he's been.
But, part of this is on the Cardinals for not thinking of a future past Carson Palmer, because that wasn't gonna.
I didn't think Palmer was gonna leave that early anyway, but I didn't think he was.
He should have retired after he left the Bengals.
He did.
Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
After he left the Bengals, he went to the Raiders.
No, not he sat on the couch in USC for 5 years before.
Dude, you guys are so not cool. Okay.
Did he or did he not?
Okay, still. Like, that guy has so much talent. And what were the Bengals doing when he was there? 11-5. Just like Luck. But they just couldn't get past that hump because...
Bro, how do you manage to bring up Andrew Luck, the most bum-ass quarterback of all time?
Of all time. Who brings a nobody team.
He is so much hype.
Who hasn't thrown a pass in over 2 years.
He's all hype. He's just, that's all he is. He's all hype.
You know what's funny? You know, Floyd's going to be like 6 months. When Floyd's like, yo, how is Andrew Luck, like, you know, beating everyone in fantasy every single time?
No, I'm going to be like, who drafted Andrew Luck? Because he's not even on the football field right now.
Some people just don't learn. So, all I'm saying is watch. Palmer's dope. He left abruptly because due to that injury. And then David Johnson. It was just time. But Bradford, I mean, I don't know why you... If a quarterback leaves because of injury, you don't get the most injury-prone quarterback in the NFL there. But now you fill that hole. So now, from there, you can do the rest. They release Peterson, which I don't think was a good idea.
I think it was a good idea. He's not AP. He's just Adrian
you
now.
You still respect him.
He's 33 years old. He's 33 years old. He can't take the hits anymore. It's starting to. When he was playing in Oklahoma, all those hits he was taking, the headhunting? Yeah, but now 33-year-old AP? No, he's a role player now.
I think he still wants to be that guy though,
and he can't be.
Well, yeah, and he went to another spot where he's not gonna be that guy. Once Johnson comes back from injury, he's that guy.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. And he's talking about, oh, I want to go play for Houston. No. Like, it's like, honestly, no. You're from Texas and everything. No, take your ass to the house. You're done. Like, you had a Hall of Fame career. Hang it up, dude. Like, it's not happening.
I mean, I think he still wants to somehow try to, like, get a ring. I mean, that'd be awesome if he did, but there's no team that's going to take him.
No. He's like Sean Alexander. I mean, dude, it's like, it's over with.
Yeah, that guy fell off quick.
But he did what he's supposed to do. He was a fullback. Back in this league where they don't do fullbacks anymore.
No.
I mean, cause the thing with, like, Adrian is, like, he's a straight up and down runner. Yeah. Unless you got a line that can give, like, can make a nice little hole for him, it's done with. I mean, mm-hmm. And that's not happening anymore. Because you got everybody's more like a Le'Veon Bell now, a little shifty, quick.
You want that able to pass it to the flat, because now the corners are bigger, the safeties are bigger, everybody's faster, linebackers are more agile. You got to jump it off because the pressure's coming to you.
And Adrian can't catch the ball anyway.
I still respect it because you gotta stack that box regardless, 33 or not. All right, you pull. Go ahead, play man on ADPs and watch what happens.
I'm gonna hit him right in that knee.
But I think that was also the problem. That was also the problem with the Cardinals this year. They sacked every time they played them. They sacked the box. There was no one for him to throw to.
No. Well, and plus, it was Carson Palmer and Drew Stanton throwing the ball.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Drew Stanton was the one. Carson Palmer was a good passer.
Oh, I love Carson Palmer. I always drafted him for the first four games.
Yeah.
And then I dropped him after that fifth game because I knew he was just going to fall off. And that's how I managed to pick up Carson Wentz. I'm just throwing it out there.
We didn't believe in Wentz. That's why.
Oh, I believed in Wentz. I believed in Wentz of Vanya.
Do you believe in DeSean Kizer, sir?
I knew.
Hell no.
I knew you were going to. As you scrolled through it, I was like, I knew he was going to do that. He's just trying to get me started.
I mean, okay, so they picked up. The Packers picked up Kizer via trade, which. I mean, I don't know how that's going to go because Kizer really didn't do much with the Browns. He lost his starting job to Brock Osweiler. Then Brock Osweiler lost his starting job to him again. I don't know how that worked. But they also picked up Jimmy Graham as a tight end and a defensive line, Muhammad Wilkerson.
But one thing with that is, it's with Kizer, he was in a bad situation with the Browns at the time. They have a quarterback coach in Hugh Jackson, who's the head coach. But I don't think they actually took the time to actually develop that kid for the NFL. They just threw him out there. It was just like, hey, we need to go play. So now he could technically sit behind Aaron Rodgers, and we saw the way Brett Hundley played, or Brent, or whatever the fuck his name is. We saw the way he played. Maybe Kizer can be a little bit better than that, sit behind Rodgers and actually learning from a great quarterback.
That's true. Hundley almost, he played well enough to almost get them into the playoffs. He played well enough to keep him in contention. That's why.
I just know the guy likes to bow hunt. That's all I know about that guy.
Well, oh, Brett Hundley?
Yeah, because they showed on ESPN like 30 times.
Oh. He likes to bow hunt, but he didn't know what that was until he got there and they called him that.
Until he got to Wisconsin?
Yes, they're like, oh, okay, so you how to shoot fish with a bow. I mean, you can just scoop it like anyone else, but whatever.
Scoop it?
What kind of fish are you doing?
Fisherman, I put it. I ain't got time for all that. Bro, I'm not no,
I fish with a rod and a reel. I don't know, like, you talking about a net? Like, you just...
Take the net and scoop them up. I don't got time for that, man.
Hey, Haloti Ngata is intending to sign with the Philadelphia.
Mm. Haloti Ngata?
Yeah.
Like
from the Lions?
Yeah.
And the Ravens fame?
That's not a bad pickup.
He's going to be a role player. He's just going to be like, hey, this certain package is going to go out. He's not the same as he used to be.
No, but he's a good vet to have on the team.
All I'm saying is, as far as Kizer, I think under that program, he'll do all right. He actually has a lot of talent. It just needs to be developed. Hundley, no, get rid of him. No, you let me down, bro. No.
What are you talking about? He did what he had to do. He gave the Packers a chance to come in and at least play for a playoff spot. Have a chance to play for a playoff spot, which is why Aaron Rodgers miraculously came back in the last game and lost.
Okay, first off.
I mean, okay.
But he put up, okay, three touchdowns and 350 yards against the second best defense.
But also, Tom Brady threw for the most yards ever in a playoff and Super Bowl, and they still lost to a backup, so.
Okay, well
we're talking stats, I mean.
When you don't start your best corner, I mean, that'll happen. Secondly, I guess the lights were too bright once, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know. That Super Bowl, we started on that again. That was just ridiculous.
Malcolm Jenkins got the hell up out of her.
Like, that goes to show me that my man's Lattimore, bro, like, if Drew Brees would have lit a fire under that entire... Like, New England wouldn't even be there right now. It'd just be just a pile of just ass.
Well, they're turning into that because everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
Literally, everybody's leaving the Patriots right now. I mean, Jordy Nelson might go there. I don't think he's going to the Raiders, honestly.
He better not go to the Raiders.
Raiders, that'd be...
Him and Amari Cooper? Oh, bro.
And Crab, well, you know what, Crab? Crab. Trade him, please. No. Actually, no, don't trade Crabtree. Because he is, like, the leader of, like, fantasy touchdowns when he's playing and not getting you getting suspended or getting kicked out of games you need to play off of fantasy.
How many times it's going to be an easy year for Crabtree because Aqib Talib is no longer in the AFC West.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, how many times they actually played the Niners?
He can play as many. He can wear as many.
Well, now they're in the same state, so they might fight at the club. So, you never know. He might get suspended and not even on the field, which is good, then I won't start you. So, get suspended before Sunday. But anyway,
Crabtree and Talib are gonna meet up somewhere in LA. And find out.
All right, so before we run out of time, the one thing I was wondering about how y'all felt about was Richard Sherman's deal. So he negotiated his own terms, and it's like full of incentives. Like he has to make the Pro Bowl, he gets this amount of money, all team, first team, this amount of money, dot 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 dot. How do y'all feel about a player who's a smart guy negotiating his own contract without one going to meet with other teams to see what they offer him, and two? His motivation for signing with the Niners was the fact that he gets to play against the Seahawks twice a year.
Well, I see him as that type of guy. The reason all these things are in there is because I see him as the type of guy that wants to push himself, that he sees himself, he's going to be able to make all those incentives. That's why they're in there. And the second thing, what I understand is he did make calls to other teams. He didn't like the possible money that they were offering.
Yeah. Okay.
And the 49ers, they had enough money. They were able to give him an offer that he could start with, and then, like you said, make his own contract from there. I mean, I think he did good. I still think he's a great. I don't like him on the field because
no.
I can't say I'm on the field.
You don't like Richard Sherman?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. I can't stand him on the field. He's a good guy, but I can't stand him on the field.
Why?
Because he's cocky, man. He has a right to be, but he's cocky. I don't like him.
He's not cocky. He's just confident. No, he's not. He's the best. It's a compliment.
He's one of the best corners in the NFL.
He is.
And he's very smart, and he plays a cover three. You know how hard that is to do?
But he's also come back from Achilles tendon tear.
Okay.
Right? I haven't even gotten to that point.
Yeah.
Right, so I guess you can't come back from those.
Yeah, you come back from those, but you can also rupture it again. Like, step
you can also
on,
have an aneurysm playing, you know, badminton. Like, I'm saying, like, what do you who do
aneurysm,
you
Achilles tear, which was more popular?
I mean, it is a contact sport player. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, no.
Am
like,
I going to die suddenly?
I mean, he could trip on one of his, you know, dreads. I mean, I'm just saying, bro. He can blow that Achilles real quick.
Don't do Richard like that. Great choice. I like him. Like, fighting for himself and repping him save himself because now the owner's got to tell him to his face, we don't want you anymore.
Honestly, yeah. I thought he should have signed with Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Why Dallas?
Because, like you just said, that cocky, like, machismo thing he got going on, he would fit perfect there. Perfect. Jerry Jones would have been like, yes. Yes. Feed into the hype.
It's like, I can see that. I can see that.
And they need a corner out there. So they probably would have threw money at him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I would have did it.
No.
I don't know. I think once he comes back from his Achilles, he'll do just fine.
Well, he has to show up to training camp to get a mil.
Yeah. Well, how hard is that?
I mean, if the doctor says you're not ready to go for training camp, then I'm not going to let him go to OTAs.
He can do a walk around crutches.
Knock down the ball with the crutch.
Whatever. No. He'll be all right. 49ers are stacking it up.
Oops, my bad.
They are.
But they're stacking it up, and they got the coach for it. They got the offensive coach for it. The defense, I don't know. All I know is that nobody mentioned Sammy Watkins to the most stacked
Sammy Watkins
offense.
Is not that good of a player to me.
You know what's so funny to me? I was listening to the Will Cain show. I wish I wanted to call in so bad, but I was trying to get some passport information fixed. Trust me, they're trying to play me. Anyway, he was saying how Dez Bryant, Dallas looked at Sammy Watkins. And, like, people were saying, oh, they're going to have Dez on one side, Sammy on the other. No, they're trying to push out Dez or make Dez take less money. Yeah, so I'm thinking to myself, all right, Sammy Watkins, Dez Bryant. Will Cain was saying Dez Bryant's worst year was Sammy Watkins' best year. Like, it was a little better than Sammy Watkins' like, best year he ever had. And I'm like, well, he's been with, Buffalo, bro? I mean, really? Like, I mean, who would ever have that? You can double him all day. All you have is Charles Clay, and that was it. But when he went to LA, he didn't have the chemistry with Goff. Goff doesn't have a deep ball like that. He does not. He's a slant. He's a under the middle, cut you, pick you apart, and then take you from there. But Patrick Mahomes has an arm. I don't think he'll be able to read coverages, personally.
No.
They never can when they come out. No. Especially when you come out of Houston. You ain't seen no real NFL coverages. Really. Like, Winston came out of Florida State and still can't read coverages 4 years later. So, come on, Al. Like,
I don't think Winston can read at all.
Yeah, he better. Yeah. All you know is crabs.
It's like, I just eat W's.
I eat W's and throw picks.
Hey, poke people in the ear.
Yeah, any stuff. Anyway. With that, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Kareem Hunt, you got Travis Kelce, now you got Sammy Watkins. Like, there is no reason. But then you get rid of Peters, your best corner, so now your defense is vulnerable as all get out.
Yeah.
But now you got to rely more on your offense with a quarterback who you really is unproven. Mm-hmm. He's got a deep ball, yeah, so Watkins is definitely a deep ball threat. They say he wasn't really double covered. Safeties didn't respect him, which is funny because he can outrun you. That's what he does. So, I don't know. I mean, now you got Tyreek Hill on one side. And then you got Sam Watkins on the other. So that's a safety nightmare.
But he's going to have a migraine and he's done for.
I mean, catch the ball, go down.
Or his foot injury is going to flare up.
Oh, my gosh.
So before we wrap this up, I have a PSA for you guys. If you're going to be in a hotel room surrounded by pizza boxes and holding, you know, a brown object in your hand and possibly have an Instagram model next to you chopping up what looks like Parmesan cheese with a credit card, don't videotape yourself. Especially when you're, you know, trying to become the highest paid receiver or highest paid player of all time. Just don't be stupid.
Yeah, get better friends, bro.
Like, for real. Like, your friends just screw you over.
Friends suck.
God.
You're too good, man.
OBJ doesn't deserve that much money anyway.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
They make that like his own slogan.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you saw the pause. Like,
what? You gotta back that up.
It's like,
time.
I understand trolling.
Negative.
I understand trolling, but you gotta explain yourself real quick.
He's a crybaby.
And so, wasn't Michael Irvin? Wasn't, Primetime? Wasn't Terrell Owens?
Yeah.
What are
Chris
stats?
Carter?
What are his stats?
I don't have time to bring it up, but he's like the...
What makes him deserving?
Did you see what happened when he went down to the Giants? What happened?
What happened?
They fell apart. That goes to show you, like, no, negative. That was the best thing that could happen. That's why he's going to get that money. They're going to pay it, and they're going to deal with him because, one, as soon as he went down, Giants fell apart. You keep him there, and he's a threat to everyone. Wait. Everyone. He's a diva. Yes, but you know
what? Did the Giants fall apart because he went down or because Eli Manning was not that good this year?
No, because he wasn't there. He had... Odell went down.
Okay, so Odell went down, you load the box. Now what?
They trust Brandon Marshall. Like, really?
Brandon Marshall went down too.
Yeah,
right. In the same game.
Okay, my thing is this, man. When you don't have a deep threat receiver or a shooter that can beat you anywhere, you don't respect him. They double him and he is literally right under Antonio Brown. Right there. He's right there, man. He's right there. Nah. You have to double him, and he still beats you.
He's Antonio Brown's better.
He's a three-time Pro Bowler, second-team All-Pro, AP NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He has the most receiving yards in the season for a rookie.
They fell off from him.
Most receptions in the season by a rookie. Most receptions in a game by a rookie wide receiver. Most receptions in a game. Most games with 100-plus receivers.
He's trolling us. He's trolling us.
And fastest to reach 250 career receptions. Fastest to reach 200 career. The fastest ever to do everything. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, what do you
get? Most consecutive games with 130-plus receiving yards, 1-plus touchdown. Tied with Calvin Johnson.
With an aging quarterback.
Tied with Megatron.
Megatron, and he's nowhere near the same size as him. His routes are perfect. His hands are great.
And he's the best dancer on the field. Like, what else do you want?
He has the all-time greatest catch ever.
If he...
Name a catch that was better.
As a rookie!
I dare you to name a catch that was better.
As a rookie!
If the stats say he's that good.
The numbers don't lie, bro.
Okay, the numbers don't lie.
Men lie, women lie.
Why is no one watching out for this dude? Why are they letting him do this stupid shit?
Did you not see what Chris Carter was doing? Chris Carter was mad.
Okay, but that's after the fact.
But here's another thing. He's also a grown-ass man, and you can't tell grown-ass men what to do.
True, but when Dez Bryant was having his problems...
And we roasted him.
And they put somebody on him to watch it. Well, to make sure he didn't get in trouble.
He need to. Dez is hood. Odell's not hood. Dez will mess around and go to jail. Odell just be just hanging out.
It's a party boy.
He's a party boy. He is. That's how he been.
I think now that this could possibly threaten his money, I think now it's like, oh, like, this is real.
Now that it gets more serious, I mean, when the pockets start getting hurt.
Yeah, that's what they have to do. They got to start hitting his pockets. So I think if the NFL, like, look, if you keep messing around, we're going to sit you down, because Goodell's good for that. Mm-hmm. He'll sit you down for nothing. Especially if you make the league look bad, bruh.
But Odell's a cowboy killer, so.
Could you imagine this would happen during the season, though?
Yeah, it would have been a different story. Bruh. This would have been bigger than going on that.
I think he knows better.
If he wasn't in a drug program before, he's in one now.
He know that. I mean, they gonna give him 6 weeks on the drug program. He wasn't even used. They gonna test his blood. They probably already test his blood.
Look at you.
He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. I don't think he uses drugs. He just hangs with.
I'm telling you, it was Parmesan cheese, and it was a pizza crust in his hand. Even though the pizza boxes weren't open. But that's going to be it for this episode of Turf Toe Show. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. We'd like to thank all the new followers that we got the past couple of days. Appreciate it.
We love you.
Appreciate the listens that we get.
Yep.
Even though I just do this to talk trash.
Please argue with this man. Please. Roast him in the comments.
I mean, if you're going to try to come at me, you better have your stuff together, man. I mean, I'm going to pull a stat out of nowhere. Like, just saying.
Please, come at him.
Say like,
I don't care what it is.
Like Vince Lombardi was the worst coach of all time. So until next time, guys.
What the hell I'm talking about, man?